was had a hit song on the radio, but here I was at Upstairs Records, nowhere to go back to lay my head, and no job, but you know, still just, you know, riding the wing with this song and my fame, but you know, with no money in my pocket. You know, right. What I'm saying, no money in my pocket at all. But I would be, you know, walking down the street, strutting like John Travolta and Staying Alive. You know what I'm saying, down the street.
Right.
But and then listening to people bumping my jam, you know, on the street. I mean, raw. Like, I mean, it was like, you know, it was the thing to bump. You know, and I would be like, dang, that they're bumping my song, but they just don't know that I'm not living the life that, you know, that's portrayed. And I'm like getting really frustrated. So I'm coming back to my record label, telling them, look, man, are you guys going to take care of me or not? You going to, you know, are we going to do this or not? Because this was during the time when I had just finished my follow-up song for Precious. And this was like, you know, the follow-up radio song that was going to be, you know, put out for the full album. And so what ended up happening was we had our conflict, man, about that. You know, it didn't go down right. You know, I got frustrated, and I pretty much said, you know what, if you guys ain't going to take care of me, I'm going to go pursue my own thing. I'm going to go do my own thing, you know. So I pretty much didn't care, you know, that my contract, if to them it was breached, because I don't even know what type of thing that they put on that contract, but I just didn't care. I just didn't like the way I was treated, man. You know, I mean, it would come time for shows and I would get $2,000 and I'd have to pay out $1,800, you know, for this person and that person, this promotion person that didn't even need to be on the promotions, or this other person that, and really in the end it went back to the label.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, it was just frustrating. So, and then here's another thing. I'd be taking the bus after a major concert that I would do, and then people would see me on the bus, and they would go, hey, aren't you, you know, Lorenzo, aren't you Spanish Fly? You know, it would be crazy, man, because I'd be on the bus, and they would see me, and it would be embarrassing, dog.
Yeah.
So I'd be, so to make it straight, that's what happened, and I couldn't handle it, so I just left, man. So what ended up happening was, once I left, you know, me and John, the whole deal went sour.
Right.
You know, Precious was still out there; it was still a big hit, but they had no group.
Right.
You know,
right.
they had no group. So, what they said they were going to do was they were just going to they didn't care what I had to say anything about it. They were just going to put somebody else up and make a group with the Spanish Fly. So that's basically what they did, man. They, you know, they used their power and their control to take my name. And to take, you know, my songs and kind of deceive the people to make them think that they, in other words, they just filled that gap,
right,
you know,
right.
That gap of what happened between me and them, and covered it up by bringing in two other guys that didn't even do nothing on Spanish Fly, no Precious, no Spanish Eyes, because that was my follow-up jam, and nothing, and so that's how that went down.
So you know, after you left Upstairs Records and you left, I assume that you pretty much walked away with nothing. You didn't get any royalty fees. You didn't get any type of rights to the group or nothing. You just kind of washed your hands
away.
Me
and John Lopez, we had an understanding, an agreement that my publishing was going to go towards my writing credits, that my publishing was going to go towards my vocal credits and everything. And I never seen a dime or a penny of that money, my brother. Nothing,
wow.
Man. Yeah, so and from what I was told from the last time I talked to people that love me and people that are out there still listening to Precious and that even do research on me and stuff like that, that they say that this boy made over two mils off Precious. So, I mean, come on. And we're talking net, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I believe after all this time, you know, I this situation should just be made right, you know, compensate me for my singing on the song.
Right, right, definitely. Well, what about the, you know, so obviously you left and these two new guys came in, you know, John Milo Pro and Octavian, I think is his name, Silva?
Octaviano Silva,
Silva, right. You know, these guys came in and they did, you know, that album in 95 and all that kind of stuff. What do you think of that album? I mean, you know, I know they carried your name. I mean, what do you, being on the outside, I mean, I know it's hard to ask, but, you know, kind of looking at it, I mean, what do you think of that album?
Man, if you only knew the frustration and the heartache that I went through, my brother, going, you know, through that whole time, man, it was just crazy because after that, my life kind of went pretty much, I don't want to say bad, but it kind of did, man. You know, I mean, you know, now I came back, you know, I've been resurrected, but during that time, my life was really dark, man. You know, going and seeing people just destroy what I built, man, it was rough to deal with. You know, I would be gone, you know, but I would hear other music from Spanish Fly on the radio, and it just kind of just got, you know, to my every gut, man. You know, especially when they didn't even sound like me. You know, a lot of people would hear. I mean, I'll be real with you. I'm not trying to put the brothers down and stuff. I mean, you know, granted they have what they have. You know, they got their things, but to me, it minimized what I was doing. To be real with you, it just kind of, they don't sound nothing like me. I mean, to be honest with you, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not into knocking people, but their voices kind of sounded like they were chipmunks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it kind of just made me look bad, you know, more than anything. And that's just the way that they wanted to play it, you know. But that wasn't the direction that I was going. You know, I was going more. They tried to do the whole. Actually, what they did was they took my vision, which was the vision of taking it to a major. You know, and doing commercial work with it, and with the freestyle, you know, kind of like what you know, Lisa did, and kind of just like what other freestyle artists did at the time, you know, George Lamont and people like that, you know, that took their freestyle and did something, you know, commercial with it.
Right, right.
So that's what happened, man. Like I said, I mean, they didn't sound nothing like me. They came out with that Treasure of My Heart song, which, you know, that was a playoff of Precious, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of really upset me, to be honest with you, because I had already did Spanish Fly, which was supposed to be the playoff Precious, but they wanted to silence me altogether. So that's how come they came out with Treasure of My Heart, which was like a slap in my face, because, you know, that wasn't me, and it didn't sound like me, and people... It was a good song. Don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't me.
Right?
You know?
Wasn't Daddy's Home a playoff of one of your songs as well, or no?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Daddy's Home is on there too. That's another playoff my song that kind of got me upset too. Because see, I was gonna do an oldie song like that too, but I was gonna do it a little bit different. Don't get me wrong, but I was not impressed with the way that they were doing it. And then here goes another thing. Let me tell you, man. During that whole time, I tried to patch things up with John Lopez. So what I ended up doing was writing two more songs for their album, okay?
Oh, wow.
Because me and John, we had talked one time, and we were talking about sending me back out there as a solo artist. See, now here's the details that people don't know about these type of details, but I was supposed to go up out again. But I was supposed to go up out as a freestyle artist to patch things up. I mean, as a solo artist.
Right.
You know, like with the way it originally was supposed to be, but that never happened. So I got ripped off right there too, man. Cause I gave him two songs. You know, I will say that John did pay for it, but he didn't pay top dollar. He didn't pay what he was supposed to pay for those songs, man. He bought Light a Candle from Me and Believe in Me.
Uh-huh.
And those songs, the way they did them, man, they really disappointed me, because those are hit songs if they would have did them right, but they didn't do them right.
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, that's what happened right there.
Well, so how do you think now, you know, now that, you know, all these years have passed, you know, it's you know what, 15 years later or whatever the case may be, you know, how do you think Precious now sits with the freestyle world? Because there's many people out there that don't know that there is a difference that between Precious and obviously Treasure My Heart. And if you can tell the difference. However, there's a lot of people that don't know that, but when you think of Precious, what do you think the freestyle world thinks of Precious? Do you think it's one of those, you know, those groundbreaking songs, or you think it's something that it's not? I mean, what do you get the vibe from the people that you'd come across with?
Well, thank you. First of all, Louis, I want to tell the people out there, thank you for this interview. I really appreciate it. And I really, you know, I, my gratitude goes towards you for even setting up this interview, which, you know, setting the record straight. And to answer your question, which going towards that is, you know what, Precious, my personal feeling about Precious is that, you know, Precious never really got the chance that it deserved. It never really did. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, first of all, I will say this. I love Precious to death. Don't get me wrong. Precious is a beautiful song, and to me, it is one of those groundbreaking freestyle jams.
Right.
You know. But, you know, to really, really, you know, tell the whole story, I was supposed to put some ad libs on Precious that never got to be not to get done on, that never got done on those to really tell you how it went down. But as far as Precious, I believe that song right there is a song that the whole freestyle world deserved to really hear and never really got the chance to hear and never really got the chance. It never really got that chance to get in there because of the blacklist that John Lopez put on it. But what I'm saying is that song is, you know, it has that commercial edge when you listen to it. It just has something different to it. You know, it's a song that I've everybody that hears it, you know, I've never, ever have I ever heard anything negative about it.
Right, right.
I just feel like, to be honest with you, like I said, you know, not to make myself in any way sound arrogant, but I believe in my heart of hearts that I was supposed to be a part of that that whole freestyle legacy, man, and I never got that chance. You know, I never really got that chance. And to give you an example of what I mean is I would go to parties, man, during that time, and people would ask me to sing. And I would sing off the top of my head freestyle song, a freestyle song, not nothing that I wrote or not nothing. I would make it up off the top of my head, and people would trip. You know, I had it like that back in the day. You know, it would just come naturally, and I thank God for it. But that's how come I just feel that people never really knew anything about me or Precious or what where I even came from. They always thought it was a part of the other Precious, other Spanish Fly.
Right, right.
And we're not nothing related.
Right.
In that respect. So.
Well, to clarify also, and I think a lot of people get confused with this, is that obviously there's also another Spanish Fly, but they did rap music out in that area, right?
Yeah, that's interesting you mentioned that too, because what was funny was when I was coming out with Spanish Fly in that time, we got contacted by Spanish Fly Los Angeles because they're a rap group. They were a rap group. But, you know, we were doing freestyle. They were doing rap. So we came to an agreement and you know, they, you know, we all just, you know, everything was cool right off the top. They didn't trip. We didn't trip. Because so what? You know, they're doing rap. We're doing freestyle. We're doing singing. They're doing rapping. So that's how that went down.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people get that confused sometimes. I think some of the, even the major websites, when I say major, I mean like All Music Guide. I think for one time they actually combined the Spanish Fly history of the freestyle Spanish Fly to the rap, and they kind of combined them together. So that was just something that I think a lot of the people just don't know, you know, too much about. So now it's 2007. You know, you're out here. You know, you seems like you're coming back. Obviously we bumped into each other in MySpace. Looks like you're doing some rap and hip hop. What's is that your new direction, or you have some secrets still, or some freestyle secrets still in the vault?
Yeah, man, it's crazy how this is all happening, because, you know, like I have this thing on MySpace. I say, you know, freestyle's in my blood. You know, that's my blood. You know, that's in me. You know, but really, people don't know about me as well as that. You know, I have a very strong R&B influence within my blood. You know, I grew up in R&B. You know, like I said, my pops was a Latin R&B percussionist and vocalist. You know, and you know, I grew up to, you know, Motown sound, and just that whole thing was just always embedded in me. So naturally, my roots is going to revert to where I came from. You know. So right now, I've evolved into another artist. I mean, into, you know, like I said, I've been resurrected recently, just resurrected, man, out of just like, it's like if God just put those, you know, when somebody has a heart attack and you know, those people, they just put those things on their chest and just,
yeah,
boom, you know, shock them back to life. That's kind of what happened to me, man. It's like all of a sudden, just all this music is coming out of me, and I've been resurrected into a whole nother type of artist, you know. And so I'm working on a rap album right now. I'm working on a hip hop and R&B album right now, and you know, I want to see pretty much what the people want, because I still got freestyle in me, and I'm actually going to put out some freestyle as well, and I am going to give people a sample to listen to that, you know. When they hear this interview, I'm gonna you know, drop a freestyle track so they can hear, you know, where Rocky's at right now.
Man, so we have a lot to look forward to. So for pretty much, you know, where can your fans contact you? Obviously, you know, they got, you know, you said you got all this stuff coming out. Obviously, you know, we know it takes time, it takes money, it takes all that kind of stuff to make it happen. But when it does, I mean, do you have a website, or do you have, obviously you have a MySpace, but just kind of, you know, share with us all the avenues that all your fans can contact you.
Well, yeah, for people that are really interested in hearing my music and you know, getting familiar with my whole genre, my style, and stuff like that, you can find me on MySpace. You know, I do have a MySpace, two MySpace pages. You know, my personal pages is Rocky BC. You can find me, of course, at www.myspace.com/rockybc.com. Or is it the other way around?
Yeah, it's just backslash.com.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and then I also have the, you know, the www.myspace.com/DePossMusic, which is my freestyle page.
Okay. So do you have anybody you work with? Are you working as a solo artist right now? Do you have any people that are you working on this R&B and hip-hop albums that you're working on right now?
You know, actually, I'm working with a few Christian artists, if you want to know. I'm working with some hip-hop Christian artists right now. A1, he's a hip-hop Christian artist. He's actually a guy who's on my page. You know, I got some feature spots on his album. But as far as working with anybody in particular, as far as a label, no, I'm not working with the label right now. I'm pretty much on my own. Right. I am pretty much, when people hear my music, you know, I mean, I know that, you know, I'll get that interest of any type of label. At this point, I'm open, you know, for anything. So, but that's that.
Yeah, so you know, I think the other day you and I talked and you kind of shared with me you know, some of your, like I said, we're going to debut that on freestylemedia.com, your the freestyle track you're working on. But what is that something you've been working on for years, or is that something recently, is that something from back in the day you're bringing out from the vault? You know, kind of let us know a little bit about it so that when we play it, people know where you're coming from that.
Okay, cool. Actually, to be honest with you, I'm just gonna be real and tell you straight out. That track that I'm gonna show you is a track that just came out of me through inspiration of getting this interview with you. I'm gonna be honest, man, because you know the truth is that I have a lot of music in my vault. I mean, we're talking, you know, over 500 songs in my vault. But here's the deal. Why am I gonna show somebody my old stuff when they need to hear what's really fresh in my soul right now?
Right.
And so that's kind of what happened. Was it just happened, you know, after realizing and talking with you that you wanted to do this interview, you know, I said, you know what, to myself, I said, well, if I'm going to bust out with some freestyle, let's see what's really in me. Let's see what the people are really going to feel from the man that I am today. And so that's kind of where that came about. So yeah, I kind of just made up a track on the spot. And so this is, it's pretty dope, man. It's hot.
Yeah, no, definitely, yep. Most definitely. So pretty much just real quick, okay, so what can we, I mean, I know you talked about your music, so I guess your outlook in the next 5 years would be to just kind of get back into the game, get back into putting out some music that's positive and that's what you like. Is R&B and hip-hop your main focus now? I mean, is that your real main focus?
Well, like I said, you know, if you go to my page, www.myspace.com/RockyBC, then you will find there's a song in there called Mamacita. That's kind of like the direction I'd like to really, you know, go into, especially because it's commercial, you know, it's real commercial. But it also has that, you know, if you really, really feel it, it has that urban, you know, that Latino culture within it, you know, that sends that freestyle message. So I'm trying to do what I do best, but I can tell you that you know that freestyle influence is in me. So even if I'm doing R&B, you're gonna hear it. You're gonna hear that freestyle in me. But I would like to do both, man, if I could.
Yeah.
But it's mainly what my fans want. If my fans want freestyle, I'm gonna go freestyle. If my fans want my R&B, which I believe they're gonna want more of my hip hop and rap, then I'm gonna go that direction.
Right. Well, I tell you what, for all the fans and the people that are going to be listening to this interview, I'm sure they won't mind, and I know I'm putting you on the spot right now, but they won't mind hearing a little verse from Precious, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you want to kick one for us or what.
All right, sure, no problem. All right, let me kind of clear my throat a little bit.
All right, let's clear the pipes.
All right, y'all ready? All right.
Ready.
You are daddy's little girl that I can understand. Hey, cut out. Let me do it again.
Go ahead.
You are daddy's little girl that I can understand. When you came into my world that I didn't even plan. You made all the nights feel good. You know I can't complain. You know I thought you would give me to explain. You left me cold-hearted. Couldn't you see? You never finished what you started. And now you're leaving me. The treasure of my heart, precious. I loved you from the start, precious.
There you go, man, kicking it freestyle.
Hey, man, because I kept cutting in and out. That's why I don't know what if somebody was calling on your line or my line, but.
Oh, I don't know, man. Nah, it was straight with me. Nah, man, I think all the fans would appreciate that. So, guys, there you go. You hear it right there. Straight up freestyle, old school, bringing it back. Well, Rocky, all I want to say is that, you know, we want to thank you for taking this time out, sharing your story. I think the fans will definitely appreciate you coming out real to them and kind of letting them know, you know, where you came from, where you were at, and where you're going now. I think the positive thing that we all can say is that we're glad you're back and trying to do your thing. And definitely, if you can be part of the freestyle movement as it relates to keeping yourself out there, I think that's the key to keeping freestyle going, whether or not you go into R&B and rap or whatever, even if you do gospel singing, who knows what you really want to do. But at the very end, I think that's what keeps freestyle going. It's songs like Precious and songs like, you know, all the artists have done. I mean, you look at it now, you have artists from back, you know, from 84 still doing their music. And you know, people might say, well, they want to get paid to do what it is. Hey, so be it. If that's what they want to do, get paid. But the point is that at the end of the day, they still bring the love, the music that everyone, you know, fell in love with years ago. And as long as you do that, I think you will always be in the heart of freestyle people.
Thank you. Yeah.
No problem, man. So on behalf
of... Can I just elaborate on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know what, I do want to say that, yeah, man, I will tell my people like this. I will tell the freestyle fam, first of all, that I love you, man. I love freestyle. I've loved freestyle since I was a little boy, man, 12 years old, man. I've loved freestyle. I mean, we're talking from Latin Rascals all the way, you know, down to Joey Kidd, George Lamont, Coro. I mean, the list goes on. Lisa, Little Susie. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. But I love freestyle, the whole Miami, New York, New Jersey, the whole thing, man. I'm just, that's where my heart is. And to my freestyle fam, I love you. And I will keep it real, and I will say this and leave it at that, that I ain't doing it for the money. I do it for the love of the game.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, on behalf of FreestyleMe.com, I want to wish you the best. I'm sure you and I will keep in touch. I'm sure, you know, we'll be definitely hearing big things from you this year, next year. So on behalf of everyone who will read this, you know, we wish you good luck. All right?